Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know my man Mo is going to be around, so I wanted to get him in the studio. I wanted to get him on the air so it's official. It's not like on Twitter. It's not like behind the scenes, because I felt like I owed Mo an apology. And I'll tell you why. But I want to welcome a cat named Mo to the show. What's up, Mo?
I'm good, baby.
Don't
make me well up at the onset.
No. I'm setting you up. No. And the thing is, I didn't really know Mo. And if you guys have listened, Mo and I had a couple of words on Twitter, and we had some words on the air and everything. That's not like who I am, really. And that's not how I want it. I want this to be talked about like something that happened so long ago and is so forgotten, because I feel like being on the radio is a privilege, and I don't want to use any of my airtime to be hating on people. You know, I can go to have a conversation about like a fellow black man and all that kind of stuff. It's that, and it's a little more. It's just that between me and you, we have way more in common than we don't. Even if I don't know you.
You can I give you a couple of things that we have in common?
Go ahead.
We have the fact that both of us started out as listeners,
yes,
to talk radio. I started out as a listener to Ron and Ron, but they weren't music intensive. They were primarily talk.
Right.
We both never went to broadcasting school. I don't know that
either of
us thought that we would even be in this field.
Oh, I definitely didn't.
We both, now I don't want to speak out of turn. It's just things that I think I've gathered from listening to you,
okay,
with Shannon, that you never knew your birth mother, correct?
No.
My father left my mother because she wouldn't abort me. I could be sitting next to my father. I would have no idea that's who he is. I have never met him in my entire life.
That is crazy.
We have that. I think we both left well-paying, high-profile radio gigs for very personal reasons.
Yes.
Left, not fired.
No, so, exactly. Yeah, you got to put that on the record.
Yeah, not fired.
Right.
So I think our similarities, as unique as they are, far outweigh any differences that we would have, which I don't know that we really have any differences.
No, we don't. And I just think that I guess we just kind of got caught up. Sometimes you just get caught up.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to get caught up, but I think the better thing is to be able to look back on it and be like, man, what the hell was I arguing with this dude about?
Exactly. And, you know, I think some things I said got misinterpreted, but I'll put the onus on me in that when they did the second round, I think our last go at it, and I want to talk about it like it's ancient history.
Right, exactly.
I think our last go at it was during an under oath on my counter, and I was texting Johnny, and I was like, are you calling in? And he was like, don't do it. It never works out good. He warned me. The brother warned me.
You know,
and
right.
you even stated, well, why did you call in? And you know what? I'm just so used to being in interactive radio that I didn't think. And what I learned from that was it's best not to answer any questions about your fellow coworkers or posit out any questions about them, because we're all, you know, it's trying times and we're all very unique personalities.
Man, we sink or swim together.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And the other radio stations laughing at us and fighting. Right. Well, man, these guys, man, I thought they were fighting other radio stations. Not, you know, a radio war is not a civil war.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I believe I tweeted that out to you. We don't want to be the cliche of the only two brothers on the station and we're fighting
with
each other.
With that being said, watermelon, my brother. I have white ladies in watermelon at your disposal.
I'm going to tell you, I saw Kayla come back from the break room eating watermelon, and I said, I've known this girl for a year and a half, and I've never seen her put a piece of watermelon to her mouth.
She walking in with watermelon, twerking on the breaks. Like, this is what I do. I twerk all the time.
I do.
Like, what is going on? Hey, so you have a bike night tonight, right?
I have bike night, yeah, Quaker Steak and Lube. And yes, Kayla, I did come in at Soul Brothers' behest because I don't actually have to be out there till 7, and I have my two boys with me.
Oh, man, yes, very handsome young men.
Thank you. So I brought them in, and I wanted to come in when Seth called me, and he worked me.
Wait, what exactly did Seth tell you?
Oh, I had to go through a whole preamble because I had to go, hey, Mo, I just want to make sure you're cool that, you know, we didn't have you come fill in for the show. And Mo's like, you know, I'm cool. And after 7 minutes, I was like, all right, great, because SBK wants to have you come in the studio on Wednesday to kind of settle everything. So I just had to make sure that Mo's got, like, you know, Mo, you did the in-your-face thing. We wanted to give these other people a chance, but you know we love you.
I was a little vexed because I'm, like, thinking, is he something like, why do they even care? When I didn't care at all, and I was touting Johnny B, who did a fantastic job,
he did.
By the
he
way.
He killed it, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you don't even need to run this by me. But then he said, oh, yeah, and would you come in? And he said, you know, we want to clear the air. And what I really said to him, and I think he can corroborate this, I go, well, the air's clear. We're good. But if you want
I wanted
me
to make it official.
I got that. And
right.
I understood that. I think I'm. Can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
Was what cleared it? Because I think there was at a point you thought I was being disingenuous, because the first time we met, you know, I brought you around. I introduced you to as many people as I could.
I walked up to you. You pulled me up on stage. And I said, Mo, man. I was like, you have to be Mo, right? And then you were like, yeah. And I was like, introduce me to everybody. I think the first person you introduced me to was Gio.
That's where I met you.
And then everybody that I saw, I couldn't wait to pull them in. We ended up taking a picture, and I tweeted it out, and it got about 50 likes. But I think
that's
good for Mo.
That's good for me.
Okay.
That's good for me. Thanks for pointing that out.
That's a strong 50.
I thought we're trying to bridge stuff.
Okay, all right.
So I think that at the end, when everything was kind of calming down, and that was what hurt me the most, was that you didn't think that I was being genuine. And I think I DM'd you the picture of us, and I said, look at the smile on my face.
Right.
Tell me that that's not a guy that was genuinely happy
and I
to have you there.
What I like about you is that you're so dramatic and you're so descriptive. And I'm just like, man, but I got to say this, Mo. You will admit that you are maybe an odd bird.
Yes.
You're not
yes.
the average brother I would encounter on the street. You
not
are like, you're different in a good way. Like,
Yeah, I think you have to spend time around me, and once you understand who I am, you go, yeah, that guy's cool.
I mean, you're a thoughtful guy. You're a writer. You know what I mean?
And I can still waiting on that review of my poetry book, by the way.
I have that book on my counter.
You a verified purchaser,
man. Yeah, I have
man.
A verified purchaser. Okay.
Help a nickel out.
Yeah, and then you said, and then you were like, and then Mo sends me a mother message. She's like, you know, I have some other books, too. Feel free to pick them up. I knew you were joking when you said that, because then you came back and you were like, look, dude, I would have just gave them to you for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, another thing is, too, now, I probably wouldn't have talked so much trash to you if I didn't know you were so damn big. You're a big dude, man.
I'm trying to reduce a little belly weight, but yeah, thanks. No, listen, like, you can't handle yourself.
It would have never
gotten to that. I felt so bad. It's so funny to me because it just, that kind of stuff just eats me up.
It
really does. I try and avoid it as much as I can on Twitter and on Facebook. And I,
wait. Is that a new thing, Mo?
Wait.
Mo tries to avoid things on Facebook and Twitter? Are you kidding me?
You're like the bad guy in wrestling, Mo. You love coming out to the booth.
Can I say this, though, Mo? Regardless of these guys joking with you right now, there's no one in this building that I'm not going to give out individual names, but there's nobody in this building that I have talked to about you that didn't say, look, man, Mo's a good guy. I had a lot of people pull me and say, man, Mo is a good dude. They's like, sometimes he's a little misunderstood. He might get ahead of himself, like we all do.
Right.
And I expect you're a radio personality. You're passionate. You know, we know what this dude to say to get the phone lines going and what to get other people going, too. And the first thing you could tell another radio guy is that he sucks. Because when you say that, they're like, what? I suck. Well, then screw your books. I didn't even read them. And I'm just like, screw you. And you this and you that. And then I was like,
that's what I said. I said to myself when he said, I go, uh-oh, S just got real.
Yeah. And then I was like,
I didn't care about the radio stuff, but then he started on the books. I'm like, this got real.
And then I threw in, and then, you know, I said, you know, Johnny B is the only real brains of that show.
I remember that.
I didn't mean that.
I remember that. I can quote you. Johnny B is the funny one on that show. Oh, yes, I listen. Oh, I
didn't mean that at all. No disrespect, Johnny B. I said that to get under your skin because, you know, it's just...
Listen, I understand. I just felt bad. I was like, what is it about us that the second time we were at it again? And I'll be honest.
You know why?
Shannon called me the first. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm pointing at the sign here. Look, I probably would not have called in if I knew that. Galvin direct messaged me. He was like, hey, man, we're talking about this. Do you mind calling in?
Right.
But I didn't necessarily know it was going to be a setup. And Mo's on the line. Here he is. I was like, whoa.
I got a text from Spanish going, hey, we got Soul Brother on and he wants to talk to you. So
we both got set up.
We got played.
We let the man manipulate us and he wanted to see some Django style fighting in his living room.
We didn't land on Counter Rock. Counter Rock landed on us.
Yes, the hood went. Led astray. I say, look at that. We got so much in common.
Yeah, I love you, brother.
And if the race war broke down right now, me and Mo would have to get back to back and fight our way out to the parking lot.
Absolutely.
That's the thing you don't have to worry about. So, Mo, before we got a break. What time? Am I good?
You got like 2-3 minutes.
Two, three minutes.
Before you say what you're going to say, I wanted to touch on your talk. What's the girl? Rachel.
That's where I was going with you. See, look at that. We got that black telepathy going.
What I was
going
to say was I find it interesting, and you kind of you touched on it. Mm-hmm. You were making a broader and a greater point. This is a smaller one that
right.
I find the underlying societal racism of a lot of people having this kind of faux shock that anyone would want to pretend to be black.
Right.
You know, when Vin Diesel's been pretending to be white for decades and nobody
exactly.
said nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing.
Every time I tell people Vin Diesel's black, they look at me like, whatever.
Exactly.
Vin Diesel's black?
Yes.
Shut up.
Black is Flavor Flav.
He ain't that black. Well, ain't nobody that black.
You know what, man? When I was a little kid, one time I saw a very fair-skinned lady in the grocery store and I looked at my daddy and I was like, hey, daddy. Is that lady black or white? And he slapped me on the back of the head. He said, boy, you better recognize your people when you see them.
Let me ask you, do you think black women are more upset at her than any other segment of society?
Yeah.
Because
black,
I do.
Black women are upset because they're looking like, well, we're like invisible now. And we got this white lady trying to be a better version of a black lady and teach us how to be black.
That was one of the best points that you made. But that's what seems she was trying to do.
It gets all mixed up, man, because, being black in this country is somewhat of a struggle at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And
absolutely.
If you want any proof
of that. The struggle is real.
Oh, it is so real.
Yeah.
But if you want any proof of that, just have you seen the video of the black guy and the white guy and they're both friends and they both walk down the street with an AK-47 and they get a totally different response?
No.
I don't have to tell you how this ends.
Yeah, I know.
But the white guy, they walk up to him like, what's going on, fella? Why do you have your gun? And the black dude, they didn't even get out of the car. They were just like, get out on the ground. And I was like, whoa. And you know, it's weird because we're in a weird time right now.
Where nobody knows who to hate. And that's what's messing with people's minds. They don't know who
right.
they can hate without being labeled a hater.
And you know, if you even bring up a subject that involves racism, then you're the racist.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
It's all twisted, and I don't know that it's going to be better for the foreseeable future. Really?
Oh, no, I thought Obama, we're in a post-racial America because we got Obama now. That made white folks feel good. Leave us alone. We gave him to you twice. Now we're going to get back to the white folks business in a minute.
We need more of the black Obama. We didn't need the white Obama in office.
But there is some hope, though, because the younger generation, they don't see color like how you and I might see it.
Right, how we process it.
And we look at it like, man, they don't even know.
Well, because we came up under different times. I mean,
right.
I'm about 7 years older than you, but we came up under different times, the same times, mm-hmm. I think. And I don't think that generation is dealing with it. Although, again, you know, like we say, you have those college incidents with the people yelling out the N-word and
right.
song and whatever.
Right.
It's still out there.
It's still out there. And a funny thing, though, that gives me hope for the kids in the future and that, you know, maybe one day we will live in a post-racial America. I have a little cousin. She's like four. And one time I told her, I looked at her and I go, hey, what do you think about Obama? She goes, I hear he messing up. And she goes, I'm just going to wait for the next black president.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I'm like, I didn't have the heart to tell her. This might be it.
If I could say this for 30 seconds, because I heard Gio go, well, whoever is next is going to inherit a turd sandwich. We do have to realize, for all that is wrong with the country, Unemployment is down. Wall Street has posted yearly some of the best numbers. The guy took us from the brink, at least into a safe harbor,
right,
where the next guy that comes in has a better position to work at.
Exactly. Obama inherited a boo-boo sandwich.
Exactly. And again, Obamacare, is it perfect? No. But how many decades have we been trying to have health care reform?
And it's not like it wasn't like that was some new radical idea. Every Democrat has been trying to get that. Hillary tried to get it going.
It was, if I'm not mistaken, Teddy Roosevelt was talking about health care reform.
And Mitt Romney did it.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, man, we should have started talking about black stuff.
I know. Last thing on black stuff.
Okay.
Best black cutout on radio right now. Kendrick Lamar's King Kunta. Have you heard? Maybe are you okay? Yeah. Are you okay?
Or maybe we can sing a little Wesley's Theory in the hallway.
There you go.
Oh, man. That's some crazy stuff. All right, what do we got to do? We got to take a break, and we're going to come back with our last... Well, we got two more breaks? Two more breaks. All right.
Thank you for having me,
Mo, you for coming in, man.
We are good and always will be.
Yes, we will.
I can't give you a kidney. It's got too much Jack in it. You don't want it.
That's what I heard.
But I want to. You know, I'm an unapologetic creationist. Mm-hmm. I believe in God. I believe in prayer.
Awesome.
And you are in mine.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Mo.
All right.
Hey,
all right.
Mo, when's the last time you washed those dirty dreads and said that you used my headphones?
He's very concerned about that.
It's been about 3 months.
Oh, my God. God, give me the Lysol, please.
Eddie, are you okay? Are you okay, Eddie?
We got Lysol wipes over there.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for staying with us on the Drew Garabo Live featured cut of the day. Here's a little hidden track for you. Bye.
What's happening, Hattie? Welcome to the Morning X Show.
Drew, or Seth, or both.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you got both of us. I hope you can handle it.
Is that a question? Or a request?
Definitely both. We are speaking with Hattie. Is it Weiner or Wiener?
No, I don't use that name because it was my married name, and my former husband married a wonderful woman, and she has the name plus him.
Oh.
So I use Hattie Retro Age, and that's how people find me on the search engines.
Love it. Hattie Retro Age on the Twitter machine, the website holisticallyhattie.com, a 76-year-old cougar who is currently on TLC's Extreme Cougar Wives. Hattie, how did they find you for this show?
Well, they had used me, so to speak, about 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago. There was a series called Strange Sex. I didn't know it was going to be called that, but actually, ultimately, it doesn't matter. And there was one episode that they were calling Cougars and Cubs, and I had been featured in a Dolce & Gabbana ad in a gold bathing suit in Vogue and Vanity Fair.
Ooh.
And the photographer sat me next to this hunk and told him to look at me adoringly. And from then on, I was tagged as the consummate cougar.
Now, because of all this press you've been receiving lately, have any young guys been throwing themselves your way?
Actually, yes, as recently as yesterday. But I have to tell you that though this sounds very light and fun, and there are people who actually write that they're vomiting and they're nauseous. And these people have sexual issues and issues about aging that I am cracking through. So that makes me feel fabulous.
You are the Jackie Robinson of the cougar industry, for sure.
Right, I'm hitting home runs there, sweetie.
Absolutely. Now, when you say a cub, Hattie, as a 76-year-old woman, what is a cub to you? What age are you looking at?
Well, I don't really like that word, but I'll use it anyway, because I don't like the word cougar either, but I don't care. It's industry standard. So a cougar is a beast of prey. I'm the farthest thing from that you can imagine. In fact, sometimes I joke and I say, well, if I'm a cougar, I'm declawed. Right, and I purr. But if you can imagine the message that I'm putting out, sorry about that, but at 76, I mean, most people are thinking of that as the most sexually repulsive thing they can imagine. 76, is it a bed or a cemetery plot? Oh. I mean, it's scary for people and often disgusting and repulsive. And I'm not offended by that. I feel that that's the message that's been given out about not only older women, but aging altogether. So I have this precious, blessed, exciting assignment to put out into the world that if you want to be gorgeous and sexy and creative and contribute to humanity, don't stop.
That's right.
Keep doing it, baby.
Oh, yeah. We're speaking with Hattie from TLC's Extreme Cougar Wives.
Hattie, are you attracted to guys your own age at all?
I'm not. But in fairness to them, I always say, go for young women, sweetheart.
Why not?
I think it's a good idea. And sometimes one of those precious older men, and I do cherish them for what they've gone through and whatever, and how they have to contend with aging, I understand it. Sure. I say, you know, just as I like young men, you go for young women, and that will help you with your spirit.
Sure. What's the youngest guy that you've been with, Hattie?
18.
Oh, and that was recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, I think, less than 2 years ago.
Wow.
18.
And you went with my friends because they all know me. I said, I didn't know he was 18. I thought he was 23. And they f***ing crack up.
What, did you go all the way with him? Did you guys?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. When a person is very, or two people, let me put it that way, when two people find an enormous attraction to each other that goes beyond just the physical, that's what I want to let people know. They're always thinking this woman wants the hard dick of a young guy. It's much more than that. It's the whole spiritual and creative aspect of the particular man. The guy was a musician, and he was remarkable, and that's what I resonated to, and that life force, that excitement has sexuality attached to it.
Well, Hattie, you are a breath of fresh air, certainly. Everybody needs to check out TLC's Extreme Cougar Wives. You are awesome. Your Twitter handle is at Hattie Retro Age. The website, holisticallyhattie.com.
Hey, should Drew, the host of our show, because he's a young guy, should he send you a picture of his abs on Twitter?
I don't see why not.
Me either.
How young is Drew?
Well, I mean, I'm young, comparatively speaking. I'm 43.
Okay, that's still within the ballpark,
oh,
so to speak.
Uh-oh.
Now that we're talking home runs and going all the way.
All right. Still in the ballpark, but probably on the high end of the ballpark. Like, I'm on the warning track.
Well, Drew, you should enjoy what you've been given. And share it.
I will definitely do that with the world. Thank you very much, Hattie. It was lovely speaking with you. You're awesome. I love your spirit, and continued success to you, my dear.
Thank you, honey.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.